What's up, y'all? It's Josie.
It's Mary.
Tatiana.
And Brittany.
All right. So after a lot of deliberation, we decided that our last podcast was lacking a certain, you know, millennial spiel to it. So we decided to throw it in the stir fry pot, mix it up like Migos, and we came up with something that is pretty cool. And Mary's going to explain a little bit more about what we're going to be doing this time on our podcast.
Okay. So we're going to go on a bar crawl, but this is not going to be like your average bar crawl. We're going to go to the Las Vegas of LSU, the crown jewel, the Tigerland.
Here, we're going to be interviewing the brightest of the brightest, the Harvard of Louisiana, the scholarly students of Tigerland on different conspiracies, and Brittany's going to tell us a little more about them.
Okay, so we're going to head out to Tigerland, and we're going to ask people what they think about the International Space Station conspiracy, whether or not they think Melania Trump has a clone. We're going to ask them about if Avril Lavigne actually died a few years ago. And we're also going to ask them about if they think the CIA is tapping into their phones and their computers to see what they're doing all the time.
So what we're really hoping to accomplish here is to make people think that we're not as dumb as the United States pegs us to be, you know, 49th in the nation for education. Go Tigers. Yep. Cool. Let's go. All right, y'all. So the first conspiracy theory that we're going to be discussing today is going to be the International Space Station conspiracy. If I'm not mistaken, this conspiracy goes back for countless years, ever since like the first landing on the moon. So a lot of people believe that NASA has faked the International Space Station completely, that it has never existed. It never will exist. It just was never there. So just a couple of things that people have started to add to this conspiracy theory is that the moon landing was filmed using a green screen, that it never actually took place, or that spacewalks are filmed in swimming pools. And another one of the big parts added to this conspiracy theory is that zero gravity spacewalks are actually filmed in airplanes that go through a series of up and down maneuvers to create and simulate a zero gravity type environment, which allows the astronauts to continue to do all the acrobatics and aerial tricks that we see them doing. However, it's not actually in space that this is being filmed. I mean, what do y'all take from that? Like, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I always thought the space like stuff was real. I always like thought, like, you know, like you could actually, I don't know, like that you could actually like see the flag and stuff. Well, you can't see the flag, but I always thought like the pictures were real. Everything looked real to me.
Just trying to compete with the Russians, yeah, and they were just like, we have to be better, and we have to act like we went to space too, because we can't have them beating us. So we faked something, and we had them think that we actually went there, and then after a while, we're like, okay, now we're actually smart enough to do this.
Yeah, and after looking at like some of the people that take apart these theories and actually have, like, I don't want to call it concrete proof, because really we don't know if it's concrete proof or not. There's one video of this guy saying that he was watching one of the programs that they put on about this International Space Station, and one of the astronauts bends over, and you can see his shirt like pucker up as if he had like strings attached to him to create like a zero gravity type.
Yeah, but
don't
you think
have strings attached to like the spaceship?
And was floating? like the special effects even that good back then to enable to like?
Well, I mean, this is even recent, and then there was another video the other day of some guy saying that he was watching it and it cut out, but the astronauts didn't cut out, only the screen behind them. So that's kind of like where the whole green screen conspiracy theory starts, which I think that it's going to be interesting to hear everyone's personal views.
I guess we're going to have to see what the scholars say about it, because really, I don't know, I'm really caught off guard here. I'm not really sure.
All right, so on to conspiracy theory two.
So is Avril Lavigne actually dead and has been replaced by a girl named Melissa? This has been a conspiracy theory since the early 2000s, but has now made its way back into pop culture due to a girl on Twitter who created a thread stating how she has found evidence and that states that Avril Lavigne has been replaced by a girl named Melissa. Apparently, according to this girl, Avril Lavigne really struggled with her fame in the beginning of her career, and so what her recording company did was hired a girl named Melissa who looks exactly like her to take over some of the events that she and appear at some of the events that Avril would have found would be too stressful for her. But then in 2003, her grandfather, Avril Lavigne's grandfather, passed away. And so then this kind of caused Avril to go into a kind of depression state, and she ended up committing suicide. And so then what the her recording company did is they replaced Avril Lavigne with Melissa Fulltime. And so many people have believed this is true. They believe that Melissa has different facial features, that her skin tone is actually completely different from Avril Lavigne's actual skin tone. They say that Avril Lavigne wears the pants, which does do red carpet events, that Avril Lavigne always wore pants or some sort of kind of like suit, shorts, and Converse, but Melissa always wears skirts and dresses and high heels. Also during a photo shoot, apparently Avril Lavigne had Melissa written on her hand, indicating that the recording company had to make a distinction between which one is Avril Lavigne and which one is Melissa. And people found this photo and believe that this is true. So,
well, maybe they replaced Avril because she had such an awful sense of fashion.
True. She really did have an awful sense of fashion. She had too much eyeliner or racuna.
I mean, why they gotta go and make things so complicated?
But it's also like the early 2000s. So you gotta give it a little bit of slack on that.
I mean, who even talks about...
I mean,
about...
I did think Bermuda shorts were cute when I was like 10.
True.
Yeah.
Little schoolgirl skirts.
But I can
see
where they think, like, t-shirts Melissa and, like, Avril are not, like, the same person.
I just think that's a lot of work.
And, like, who even talks about Avril Lavigne anymore? Like, why was this even created?
I mean, I still jam to Girlfriend every now and then, but, like, I don't
She's
think
She's also dating Nickelback star right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think
Melissa
they got married.
She's dating a Nickelback person right now.
Yeah, it's Melissa. I don't think Melissa. She was that big to even create this big old conspiracy behind it. I get, like, I mean, they even let Michael Jackson be dead when he was dead. If Avril Lavigne was dead, they were going to let her be dead. I don't think they would have made a big old deal about it. Although, like, everybody loves Avril Lavigne, I think.
Although, yeah, like, I can see it because it's also, like...
Conspiracy theory number three, is the NSA actually tapping into our phones and our computers? Well, yeah, they are. I mean, like, everybody knows that, you know, somebody's watching everything every once in a while. Nobody actually really cares about your day-to-day activities unless they have anything to do with, like, terrorism or, like, harming anybody. But they still have to obviously monitor everything just to be safe. It was a big thing during the Obama administration when everybody found out that the NSA was actually tapping into all of our conversations and all of our messages and phone calls. It became public and Americans were outraged that their privacy was being
lurked upon.
Yeah. Was being lurked upon. So everybody was pretty upset about it, and what do y'all think about it?
I don't know. I mean, I do see the NSA tapping into the phones. I've watched a video one time where it actually showed, like, people listening to just random conversations, and, you know, the NSA agent even said that he thought that it was really infringing on people's privacy. So I think the NSA is definitely watching currently right now as I record this podcast through my computer lens, but I don't really know. What do y'all think?
I mean, the other day I was reading something, or it might have been a video I was watching, and it said it costs less than $1 for someone to hack into your computer. That's using your webcam and all. So if that doesn't kind of, like, freak you out or, like, install a little bit of faith, like, fear in your body, I think that you're being pretty much in denial. I think that, I mean, I have the little post-it note on my computer.
Same.
Because it just freaks me out thinking that somebody could be watching me. And then, I mean, like, I'm not going to sit here and put a post-it note over my phone screen. But I think that if my FBI is watching me, that he should send help or cookies, because he knows how much we're stressing about midterms and turning this podcast in. Right. So he's not being a very nice FBI agent, and he should get with the program.
I mean, if they could tap into your phones like they did used to, like before there were, like, laws in place, then
I think that our government can do a lot of things that we don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone say hey to the NSA agent watching and listening to us right now.
Hi, Mary!
To you. We know what you're doing. I mean, I guess they're still doing it. It really didn't, like, scare them at all once everybody figured out, like, hey, we're spying on you all the time. It didn't really, like, it didn't really scare them, which is weird because, like, you would think they'd be like, oh, God, like, now they know.
I just like how I can look up stuff on my phone and somehow all of a sudden it comes up on my phone.
Oh, yeah, the little cookies and the little ads.
You know, we can be talking about something right now, like, oh, hey, we really want Mexican food. And then you can go on Google and be like, you can type in the letters M-E-X and all of a sudden Mexican places around me would pop up because your phone heard what you were talking about just now.
Siri. They use Siri.
Yeah, scary. So I guess that's a little
Alexa.
Bit of our proof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have an Alexa. I think she's secretly the FBI agent. You know,
Avid thinks that the FBI agents are lurking on us right now.
I think it's making him upset, so y'all need to stop simply ask.
During a press event at the U.S. Secret Service training, Trump spoke with his, next to his air quotes, wife. But now as I'm looking at this picture, I'm really pondering, was this really Melania Trump? You know, someone observed this and tweeted that it must have been a stunt double. Clearly her lips and, like, the way her nose is formed doesn't really look like her. So does Melania Trump hate Trump so much that she has to hire a stunt double to replace her? And also, is Melania Trump, like, secretly a Russian spy? I don't know. What do y'all think about this?
You have to pay me a lot of money to pretend to be Melania Trump.
Yeah.
I can see how, like, she would just stunt double for it, though, because she really didn't want to be first lady.
Yeah.
And, like,
I mean, I don't know. I can see her hiring somebody to, you know, sit and look at Trump all the time and to hold his wrinkly hands and, you know, look at his...
If she was a Russian spy, this would be, like, the best, like...
Oh, yeah, it'd be crazy.
The best undercover work ever done.
Everyone talks about how Trump has, like, ties to Russia, and, I mean, maybe his tie to Russia
is Melania.
Melania, and she's actually in Russia, but he just has this wife posing as, you know, his wife in order to cover it all up.
We've also seen that their relationship has been kind of edgy, like, when they're together, Melania kind of stays away and all of that.
I've seen the recent photo of Trump and Mike Pence, how Trump literally reaches over Melania and puts his hand on Mike Pence.
Yeah, so there could be something brewing there. So
maybe it's a bromance. Yeah. It's like the Larry Silence in of 2018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe, yeah, that's...
But they don't want anybody to know about that, because that goes against everything, you know.
That of course.
That they believe in. Yeah. I guess Melania might be into it. I don't know. She's not so
see what the Tigerland scholars have to say.
So, what do you think about Avril Lavigne? Like, is she dead? Does she have a clone?
Definitely died. Yeah, she definitely died, right?
Yeah, what are y'all? She definitely died.
I don't know about all that.
Wait,
next to each other, she died.
She definitely died. She definitely there's definitely like a new person taking over her. Her style is too different. Her voice and her songs are too different. There's no way it's the same person. It's someone trying to impersonate.
She knows it. Yeah. Do you have any input? Anything to say?
No, I just keep your eyes. Yeah, I've heard about it. Keep your eyes open. You never know what the hell's gonna surface when she's like when she comes out as a lizard person. I don't. I don't. Like, you never.
I saw a thing about like Michael Jackson being spotted in Walmart.
It's the NSA. All right. It's the NSA. It's the national.
Tell her about it.
Yes. You have to hold. Yeah, you got it. You got it. That's good. I just have to.
The NSA is watching everything you do. If you have a computer, if you have a phone, anything that connects to the internet. They know what you're talking about. They hear you. They see you. Anything in the camera's view or the voice recorder's purview.
So if you had to pick a name for, like, the person, like, your ideal agent that's, like, spying on you right now, what would his name be?
Arsis Barry.
A nameless agent who doesn't matter. He's just kind of a bureaucrat. He's kind of just sifting through bullshit.
The most realistic one, I would say, based on evidence, is the NSA one.
Okay.
I mean, what was the first one again? The first one?
Is the International Space Station real? Like, is the moon landing staged?
Oh, no, that shit's real. That's fine. Okay. I believe that enough. Sure. I would definitely say the fucking...
Avril Lavigne?
Yeah. No. The last one.
Oh, NSA.
Yeah, I have my thing covered.
Oh,
like,
you do?
I mean, the only reason that I have it covered is, like, it's because I talked, so, like, I never had it covered, even with all this whole, that guy that was, the guy Snowden. Was, like, the, yes, uh-huh, Snowden. Snowden. even with all that, I was like, no, it's fine, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
One day I went to help this German guy that I was friends with some calculator problems when we were in the same class, and I noticed he had his camera covered, and I said, oh my god, you have a camera covered? He goes, no, like, this is a huge problem in Germany, like this is an actual problem that people have, is that like, our government is actually spying on us, and that there are ways to get, like, hacking into computers, even if it's not the government, there are people who hack into your computers and all this kind of stuff and can spy on you, and I mean, not that I have my computer open when I'm, like, you know, in my room or whatever, doing... The most you'll see me is me, like, taking my Vyvanse and crying while drinking coffee in the library. Like, you're not going to get much information from me, but still, like, after someone out of our country said that and said it was an actual problem, I said, okay, well, crap, like, maybe it's actually real. So I covered my nose. Right, yeah,
awesome. Thank you so much for your input. Thank you.
Okay, do you know what the International Space Station is?
Yes.
Okay, do you think that NASA has been faking its existence?
No.
Okay, well, recently it has come under extreme criticism because people think that they are faking spacewalks by filming them in planes that are doing up and down maneuvers to simulate zero gravity. So they do acrobatics and they can do all the same things that they would do if they were in space experiencing real zero gravity. What do you think about that?
Well, NASA has a live feed and we have peer-reviewed scientific results of experiments done in zero gravity, which are replicable according to different countries' assertions. So I don't find any basis for that believing that.
Okay, recently a very famous YouTuber just went on and made a video in which he was watching a International Space Station live stream, and he says that the video cuts out in the green screen, quote-unquote green screen behind the astronauts blanks out. But the astronauts don't blank out. What do you think about that?
Well, the thing is I'm a chemist, so I know the chemical potential of the burning of hydrogen, and I know that we have enough thrust to put humans into space, and I know we can do it at a rate at which the G-forces won't kill us. Also, during the moon missions, which are certainly a smaller mission than the International Space Station, we placed mirrored, masons, which we can shoot lasers at and get reflections.
Okay, and then just like a follow-up question, do you think aliens are real and that NASA's hiding this from us?
I think the universe is too big for us to statistically have evidence for life, given our current technology. I don't believe that they don't exist, but I don't believe that we know about them either.
Okay, and just in general, how do you feel about conspiracy theories like this?
Rise above, focus on science.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Is she actually
that dead? Is not her. That is not her. Like, actually legit, that is not Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne is dead. She is using a doppelganger to, promote her music still and all that jazz. It is not her. I read that Twitter thread. I'm convinced.
I think it's Adam Levine, too. I don't know. Like, I don't want to believe it, but I feel like it's true. Like, it hurts me, though. It hurts me. Annie?
The voice of reason says nobody got cloned. Somebody got a lot of attention for making a really good story. That's all that happened.
Okay. All right. What other one should we do? Yeah,
Avril Lavigne is dead. She is using a doppelganger to, promote her music still and all that jazz. It is not her. I read that Twitter thread. I'm convinced.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to believe it, but I feel like it's true. Like, it hurts me, though. It hurts me. Annie?
You got any input?
The voice of reason says nobody got cloned. Somebody got a lot of attention for making a really good story. That's all that happened.
Okay. All right. What other one should we do? As a clone? Or
yes, she does. She has to. Like, she has to. I don't know why, but she has to.
Do you think she's in love with Donald Trump?
No. She's a gold digger. Because who would be in love with Donald Trump? Who?
Thank you. Anything to say, Mary, on this?
I mean, I think it's true. I think everyone else has...
I think the scholars have...
have spoken. I think the scholars have spoken. All right, so I think that can be really interesting. We found that these people are actually pretty smart. What do y'all think about it?
Yeah, they seemed really into it.
Yeah, and, like, I think we heard a lot of interesting, like, sides to every story.
Yeah, a lot of different perspectives. Yeah.
I mean, we talked to all kinds of different people, you know, people that you'd put into different categories as far as, like, what kind of people they fit in with. And they all kind of had, you know,
similar
ideas, but they also had different.
I think, too.
Everyone thinks Avril Lavigne's dead.
Yeah, the NSA is definitely watching us right now.
I think I found the girl who talked about Germany and, like, the NSA over there spying on them to be very interesting.
That definitely has to tie with our international studies class, which was really interesting. So,
yeah, I just think that this was, like, a really fun experience. And
this was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah,
and we got to sing karaoke.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay, we did end the night in karaoke singing Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend.
Yes.
In honor of her memorial.
Yes, because she is dead, according to the scholars.
Yep, everyone says that she's dead. Listened. So we're just going to go ahead and say that she has been replaced by Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa is the new Avril Lavigne. So thanks for tuning in, and till next time.
Such a fun experience. Until the next podcast, where we're going to do hopefully something just as cool.
How smart is the United States average citizen?
In Tigerland again.
Yeah, in Tigerland. All right, thanks for tuning in.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.